Thank y'all. We've been introducing the band kind of funky all week. I want to just take a second, introduce everybody to you before we close up. Right down here on the right, newest member of the band. We're so happy to have her. She's way above our pay grade. Beautiful voice, beautiful lady, great singer. Got a great toucan bar. What can I say about her? Miss Mindy Rakestraw. Y'all all know Miss Mindy.
Yeah.
We're going to let her sing one for you in a minute. It's going to be real pleasing to you. Right here on my right, me and Brad, we've been together since the band started. It started off as just a picking night on just a way to get away from the kids at school.
Yeah, pretty much.
Turned into a daggone full-time job just about. Mr. Brad Burrell on the mandolin.
Thank you. Well, that kind of started out as therapy, didn't it?
Right here on my back left, my rear quarter panel, on the five-string banjo. Joined our group about 3 years ago at this very venue. We had a banjo player right backstage said, I just want to let y'all know after this I'm quitting. We was about to go out the door. I said, do what? But anyway, I was sitting up here this whole time thinking, who's going to play banjo for us? And Termite's parked right over here in his golf cart. Me and Brad went over and asked him, and it's been history. About 3 years we've been getting after him. He drives the motor of this thing, man. It's just such a good blessing to have a great banjo player as him. And he lives right about 5 miles from me. We all of us except Mindy live about 5 miles in the triangle, I guess, and get to practice once, twice a year, where he need not. And I told him last time practice is messing us up. We practiced some new songs, messed every one of them up. So we quit practicing. We just like playing. And my name's Brad Payne, and I play this year guitar and sing a little bit. My voice is really on the squeaking edge right now, and I've used everything. I used some of that daggone flamethrower you got back there. And
we all did. Thank you very much.
Hey, if I'd known it was going to taste like it, I'd spray some on that shrimp you gave me backstage. But we're going to do one right now by a fellow named Steve Warner. I think it's one of the prettiest songs we do. And I love this song when it came out back in the 80s. I still love it. It's probably one of my favorite songs that we do. It's a real pretty song. I'll try to sing it the best I can. But it's called Life's Highway. It's got such a great message in it, and the words are so pretty. I just wish I'd have wrote it, but it's such a good tune.
One, two.